Something lost.
我们如果要去一个没有去过的地方，
If we go to a place where we've never been before,
发觉自己走错了路，
and we realize that we've took a wrong turn,
或是我们开车的时候错过了一个路口，
or that when we are driving, we've missed an intersection,
这个时候我们会怎么做呢？
What will we do at this point?
我记得我在南非有一次开车去访问信徒。
I remember when I was in South Africa, there was once where I was driving to visit a member.
一个教会的弟兄在开车。
And one of the brothers from our church was driving.
我们一边开一边聊天。
We were driving and chatting at the same time.
他开得越开越快。
And he started driving faster and faster.
我们越开 越讲越高兴。
And as we chat, we became more and more into our conversation.
后来我们想说，诶，为什么还没有看到那个路口？
And suddenly we stopped and we wonder how come we are not at that intersection yet.
啊，原来早就过了。
And then we realized that we have long passed that intersection.
讲话讲得太高兴了。
But because we were so into our conversation,
所以我们要做一个 U-turn.
That eventually we had to make a U-turn.
啊，原来我们已经错过了那路口，又开了三十分钟了。
Because we have already passed that intersection for 30 minutes.
所以一来一回，我们就浪费了一个小时。
So we wasted 1 hour in total for the time that we passed it and returned to it.
多跑了100多公里。
And we have wasted around 100 miles.
浪费了很多汽油。浪费了很多汽油。
100 kilometers, and we have wasted so much gasoline.
也浪费很多时间。
And we have wasted a lot of time.
但是那个回转，那个 U-turn 是绝对必要的。
But that U-turn was necessary.
如果没有这个回转的话，
If we didn't take that turn,
就算你继续开，也会开不到那个目的地。
No matter how long we drive, we will never reach our destination.
你开再快，也不会达到你要去的地方。
And no matter how hard we drive, we will never reach the place that we set out to reach.
我们人生也是一样。
It's the same with our life.
我们每个人都有自己的目标。
Every one of us have our own goal.
有我们理想生活的这种模式。
We have our ideal and our lifestyle.
有我们人生的方向。
We have our objectives in life.
我们会很努力的去建立我们手上的这一切。
And we labor and putting a lot of effort to establish to reach our dreams.
但是有时候我们好像迷路了。
But sometimes it seems like we are lost.
有时候摆在我们的前面那些情况不是我们所想象的。
Sometimes we are in situations that are not what we have expected.
不是我们想要的。
And it's not what we want to be in.
为什么会这样呢？
Why would this be so?
有时候我们要问这个问题。
Sometimes we must ask this question.
是不是我们走错了路了？
Is it because we took a wrong turn?
我们跑得很快。
We ran really fast.
我们很尽力。
We did our best.
但是我们却不快乐。
But we were still unhappy.
我们自己可能不快乐。
Perhaps we ourselves are unhappy.
我们家庭可能不快乐。
And our family is also unhappy.
我们做的圣工可能没有办法让我们快乐。
And the holy work that we do cannot make us any happier.
其中有一个原因。
One of the reasons may be
很可能是我们跟神的关系出了一些问题。
That our relationship with God went wrong.
在旧约有一个王。
In the Old Testament, there was a king.
他叫西西家。
His name was Hezekiah.
上个礼拜我们讲过了。
Last week, we've talked about this.
他曾经提出 一连串的改革国家里面的信仰。
He went through a series of reforms spiritually for his nation.
今天我们来讲讲他怎么样来带领百姓归向神。
Tonight, we'll talk about how he had brought his people back to God.
我们请看历代之下第三十章。
Please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 30.
历代志下第三十章。
2 Chronicles chapter 30.
我们请看第五节。
Verse 5. They decided to send a proclamation throughout Israel from Beersheba to Dan, calling the people to come to Jerusalem and celebrate the Passover to the Lord, the God of Israel. It had not been celebrated in large numbers according to what was written.
第六节。
Verse 6. At the king's command, couriers went throughout Israel and Judah with letters from the king and from his officials, which read, People of Israel, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that he may return to you who are left, who have escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria.
这里圣经告诉我们，西西家王决定要推行全国信仰的复兴。
Here, the Bible tells us that Hezekiah made a determination to bring a reform spiritually to the nation.
他写了一道命令。
He wrote a proclamation.
把最快的速度的异族，而且 couriers 派到全国各地。
And he used couriers to send this proclamation throughout the land of Israel and Judah.
第一句写什么呢？
What's the first statement in this proclamation?
这第六节。
This is in verse 6.
所以说，以色列人呢，你们当转向耶和华。
It says, people of Israel, return to the Lord.
好叫他也转向你们。
So that he may return to you.
这句话很重要。
This statement is very important.
我们知道两个人，当他们关系很好的时候。
We know when two people are on good terms.
他们是面对面的。
They are face to face.
他们想多看大家一眼。
They would like to see each other more.
但是当两个关系不好的时候，
But if their relationship has gone bad,
就算住在同一个房子，
even if they live under the same roof,
他们也是背对着背的。
They are still, their backs are lying against each other.
百姓跟神的关系就是这样。
The people's relationship with God is the same.
本来是神拣选他们。
Initially, God has chosen them.
关系很好的。
And they had good relationship with God.
但是因为百姓拜了偶像，
But because they worship the idols,
他们先转离了神，
they first turned their back on the Lord.
所以神也很生气。
And that's why God was mad at them.
所以神也转向他们。
And that's why God also turned away from them.
那么两个关系不好的时候，
So when their relationship was bad,
问题就会出现了。
Problems will occur.
今天我们也是一样。
Today we are the same.
其实所有问题，
All problems,
所有的问题啊，
All of our problems
可以归根究底一个问题
can be traced back to one cause
信仰的问题
the problems of our faith is the cause
有时候我们说、哎、我们所做的得不到祝福
sometimes we wonder how come what we do cannot be blessed
可能是我们跟神的关系出了问题
perhaps our relationship with God has gone wrong
有时候夫妻的关系不和睦
sometimes this relationship between the spouses are not harmonious
可能两个中间一个人或者两个人跟神的关系也出了问题
perhaps one of them or the two of them's relationship with God went wrong
儿女反叛儿女变坏
If children are rebellious,
可能他们跟神的关系也出了问题。
Perhaps it's because their relationship with God went wrong.
所以要解决一切的问题。
So to solve all problems,
其实解决一个问题就可以了。
We can just solve one problem.
就是解决我们跟神关系的问题。
That is to solve the problem that has occurred between our relationship of in our relationship between us and God.
只要这个问题解决了
，If we solve this one problem,
什么问题都会解决。
Then all other problems will be solved.
当时犹大国家国家里面有很多的问题。
At that time, within the nation of Judah, there were many problems.
但是西西教王选择，我们要来解决，我们来修补跟神的关系。
But Hezekiah chose to solve and to mend the relationship between them and God.
重点就是我们要归向神。
The key point is that they must return to God.
然后神就会归向我们。
And then God will turn to us as well.
我们的前途就会不一样。
And then our future will be different.
那我们来讲讲为什么要归向神。
And let's talk about why should we return to God.
因为啊，百姓犯罪被丢弃了。
Because the people have sinned and they were abandoned by God.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7. Do not be like your fathers and brothers who were unfaithful to the Lord, the God of their fathers, so that he made them an object of horror, as you can see. Verse 8. Do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were. Submit to the Lord. Come to the sanctuary which he has consecrated forever. Serve the Lord your God so that his fierce anger will turn away from you.
这里圣经告诉我们百姓因为得罪神被丢弃。
Here the Bible tells us that because the people have sinned, so the Lord has turned away from them.
我们家里有很多东西。
We have many items in our household.
有时候我们会大清理。
Sometimes we would do a cleansing.
我们会想这个东西要不要丢啊。
And we wonder if we should throw some of the items away.
因为本来东西有它的价值的。
Every item has its value.
但是为什么我们会丢它呢？
But why is it that we would throw some away?
因为它变得没用了。
Because they have become useless.
破了。
Perhaps they're broken.
脏了。
They're dirty.
烂了。
They have deteriorated.
不能修理了。
They cannot be fixed.
占位置了。
They are taking up too much space.
宁可把它丢掉，也不要留着。
We rather throw them away than keep them.
我们每一个人都是神所拣选的。
Every one of us are chosen by God.
就好像神用重价把我们买来一样。
Just like that God has bought us with a price.
本来神不会丢弃我们的。
Originally, God would not throw us away.
但是为什么神会丢弃他的百姓呢？
But why is it that here God discarded his people?
因为一定有他的理由的。
There must be a reason.
就是百姓不拜真神，去拜偶像。
And here we see that the reason was that the people did not worship the true God, but they went away and worshiped idols.
犯了很严重的罪。
They have sinned greatly against the Lord.
所以神就要把他们丢掉了。
And that's why God threw them away.
所以今天我们也是一样。
Today we are the same.
我们想想看，犹大国，这个国家从所罗门那个年代。
Let's think about the nation of Judah from the time of Solomon.
可以说是全世界那个时候最富有的国家。
It was considered as one of the wealthiest nations in the world at that time.
所罗门是当时最有智慧的王。
King Solomon was the wisest king at that time.
按照圣经的记载。
Based on the records of the Bible.
在所罗门那个年代。
In the times of Solomon.
国家太有钱了。
The nation was very wealthy.
银子 silver 都不算什么。
And silver was considered as nothing to them.
就是说，你在路上丢了一个银币，大家都没人捡了，那个太多了，到处都是。
That's to say, if you drop a silver coin on the street, nobody will even bother to pick it up because they're everywhere.
为什么短短的几百年呢？
But why is it that after a short period of a few hundred years,
从所罗门那个时候，
from the time of Solomon,
到了西西家王那个年代，
to the time of Hezekiah,
只有几百年而已。
It was only a few hundred years in between.
就从最高峰啊跌到很低啊。
But they went from the peak to the bottom.
从本来是得到祝福的百姓。
From a group of people being blessed by the Lord.
变成是一个垃圾被神丢。
To a garbage that was thrown away.
这里说小字啊，第七节说看见的人都惊骇，就说啊，怎么会这样的？
Here in verse 7, it says that those who have seen it were astonished.
为什么这样?
Because they didn't realize why this had happened.
就是因为有罪。
And why? It was because there was sin.
罪可以使一个国家从很短的时间从很高峰掉到很低。
Sin can make a nation fall from the peak to the very bottom within a very short period of time.
我们想想很多文明的古国。
We can think about a lot of civilization,
巴比伦,
such as Babylon.
从最高峰,
it went from the peak.
世界的强权,
it went from the strongest nation of the world.
但是因为他得罪神,
but it sinned against God.
神把他丢掉,
so God threw it away.
马代波斯就起, 亚述国就起来了,
and the nation of Assyria rose.
然后马代波斯也是起来了, 也是被神丢掉了。
But again, this nation was discarded by the Lord.
所以也告诉我们一个道理。
And this tells us a teaching.
一个人如果有罪。
If a person has sinned.
一个国家如果有罪。
If a nation has sinned.
一个家庭如果有罪。
If a family has sinned.
得不到祝福。
It will not receive blessings.
因为它远离了神。
Because it has departed away from God.
现在想想看，我们遇到的问题是哪一个部分出了问题啊？
So today, when we are faced with problems, we must think about what is the cause of it.
是不是我的信心出了问题？
Is it because something went wrong with my faith?
最近很软弱。
Perhaps I'm very weak spiritually recently.
家里太没有平安呢。
And there's no peace in my family.
是不是我信心比较软弱？
Is it because that my faith has been weak?
聚会越来越少。
And I have decreased my attendance for service.
我很努力的工作，但是得不到神的祝福呢。
I work very hard, but I cannot receive blessings from God.
我的健康也得不到祝福呢。
And God did not bless my health either.
我的儿女也得不到祝福呢。
And God did not bless my children.
是不是我的信心退步了？
Is it because my faith has gone bad?
如果是的话。
If yes.
我们要赶快回转。
Then we must quickly turn back.
我们看诗篇十六篇。
Please, let's read Psalms.
诗篇第十六篇
Psalm 16
第二节
Chapter 2 Verse 2
诗篇十六篇第二节
Psalm 16 verse 2 I say to the Lord, You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing.
这句话很重要
This verse is very important.
主耶和华是我们的主
The Lord is God is our Lord.
我的好处不在你以外
Apart from you, I have no good thing.
我们再讲一次我们的好处不在主以外。
I'll repeat this. Apart from you, I have no good thing.
离开了神绝对没有好处。
Apart from the Lord, we will have nothing good.
对我们信仰有信仰的人来说，离开神远绝对没有好处。
To us who have faith, if we depart from the Lord, there's nothing good left for us.
所以西西家了解了。
So Hezekiah understood this point.
要把百姓带回来归向神。
He knew he must bring the people back to God.
但是任何的这个 要回归，要带领百姓，都有两种的反应。
But with every reform, there will be two reactions to it.
一定会有人反对。
There will always be opponents.
我们看看为什么有一些人不肯听呢？
Let's see why was it that some people would not listen to Hezekiah.
我们看三十章的第十节。
Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 10.
历代之下三十章第十节。
2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 10. The couriers went from town to town in Ephraim and Manasseh as far as Zebulun, but the people scorned and ridiculed them.
这里告诉我们有一批人在马拉西以法莲山区的人呢。
Here it tells us that there's a group of people from Ephraim and Manasseh.
他们藐视，听到这个信息了，却讥笑那些传信息的人。
They heard the message, but they scorned the messenger.
讥笑他们。
And they ridiculed them.
为什么会这样呢？
Why did they do that?
他们可能会觉得，现在国家的问题是政治的问题。
Perhaps they feel like the problems encountered by their nation was due to their politics.
这是经济的问题。
It was because of their financial condition.
这是生产能力的问题。
It was because of their productivity.
这是外交的问题。
It was because of their foreign relations.
你竟然叫我们去拜神解决这些问题。
And now you're asking us to worship God, and you're saying it can solve all our problems?
现在是什么世界啊？
What kind of world are we living in?
我们那么先进。
We are so advanced.
还讲神。
And you're still talking about God.
什么都把神拿出来。
You talk about God in everything.
神在不在我都不知道啊。
I don't even know if God existed.
所以就笑他们了。
So they scorned them.
所以我们想想，人有时候就是自己会这样想。
So let us think about this. People often think this way.
人有时候会藐视神的话。
People often scorn God's word.
神虽然是最伟大的。
Even though God is supreme.
但是神又是看不见的。
But God is also invisible.
看不见的人很容易被藐视。
Those who are invisible is very easy to be scorned.
今天如果神长或者是国家的总理来讲一句话，可能还比较有分量。
Today, if God is in the form of a
prime minister,
then perhaps his words will carry more weight.
但是神是看不见的。
However, God is invisible.
他的话语真的很容易被藐视。
Therefore, his words can easily be scorned.
但是如果我们藐视神的话，
However, if we scorn God's words,
我们自己会受苦。
We ourselves will suffer.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's read Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十九节。帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节。十九节。
Verse 19.
不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论。
Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt.
这里圣经告诉我们有两样事情我们不能做的。
Here it tells us there are two things that we should not do.
就是第一，不给消灭圣灵的感动。
First, do not put out the Spirit's fire.
圣灵有时候会感动我们。
The Spirit will move us sometimes.
有时候我们做错事情。
Sometimes if we have done wrong,
圣灵会骂我们。
The Spirit will rebuke us.
你怎么可以这样做？
Why can you do this?
这个时候圣灵会感动我们。
At this time, the Spirit will move us.
有时候听了道理。
Sometimes when we've received some teachings.
很感动，我想要改过了。
And we were greatly moved and we want to change our old ways.
有时候流眼泪。
Sometimes we even shed tears.
这个就是圣灵的感动。
This is the movement from the Holy Spirit.
圣经说圣灵的感动，我们不要把它消灭。
The Bible says that the movement from the Holy Spirit we should not put out.
为什么这样讲？
Why does it tell us?
因为圣灵的感动是可以消灭的。
Because it is possible to put out the Spirit's fire.
圣灵提醒你这样。
When the Spirit reminds you to do something,
你不去做。
And you don't do it.
你不理他。
You ignore it.
下次圣灵的感动就会更少。
The next time, you will not feel so strongly.
你要把它破灭掉。
About the fire of the Holy Spirit, because you have put it out.
可能第三次他就不讲话。
And perhaps for the third time, the Spirit will not even bother to speak to you.
我们有圣灵，圣灵会时常感动我们。
We have the Holy Spirit, and it touches us frequently.
第二，这里说不要藐视先知的讲论。
And the second thing that we should not do is do not treat prophecies with contempt.
他是先知，他是讲神的话。
Prophets speak the words of God.
只要他讲的是神的话。
As long as he speaks the words of God.
我们不可以藐视。
We should not treat it with contempt.
不可以说啊，这个没有什么。
We should not say, oh, this is nothing.
笑他们。
And we laugh at them.
这样子我们自己得不到祝福。
If we do this, then we will not receive any blessings.
所以当时候就有一些人嬉笑那些被派去传信息的人。
So at that time, some people laugh at the messengers.
那么另外一些人呢，他们硬着紧还是不听啊。
And some people, they were stiff-necked and they refused to listen.
我们看 30章第8节。
Let us read 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 8. Do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were. Submit to the Lord. Come to the sanctuary which he has consecrated forever. Serve the Lord your God so that his fierce anger will turn away from you.
圣经说有时候百姓会硬着颈项。
The Bible tells us that sometimes people would be stiff-necked.
我们颈项是把头撑起来。
Our neck is the support for our head.
但是这个人的心跟他的颈项有关系啊。
But sometimes people's heart is closely connected to the neck.
你看小孩子被骂的时候，被责打的时候。
We see that when a little child is being rebuked or scolded.
如果他心里是心有不甘被打，不认错的话。
If he refused to admit that he has done wrong.
他都会把头歪一边了，颈就很硬。
He would tilt his head and he would become stiff-necked.
但如果一个小孩认错了,
but if he admitted that he did wrong,
他的颈就很软, 那头就会低下来,
then his head would bow down and we can see that his neck becomes pretty relaxed and flexible.
所以圣经说, 我们什么都可以硬, 但是颈不要硬。
So the Bible says that we can be stubborn in everything else, but let us not be stiff-necked.
我们要在神面前要顺服神的带领。
Before God, we must submit to the guidance of God.
错了，我们再回头吧。
If we had done wrong, then we must turn back.
为何要面子呢?
Why do we keep it just to save face?
其实最大影响人的信仰的就是我们的面子。
The greatest obstacle to our faith is the desire to save our faith.
不要改变。
And we refuse to change.
在其他一个地方。
In other aspects,
曾经有一个其他 places.
In other places,
曾经遇到一个这样的一个案例.
There was this story.
有一个青年.
And it's a true event. There was a youth.
做很重要的圣工.
He took up very important holy work.
但是被人发现.
However, other people discovered.
他在网上放一些不应该放的东西.
That he put up on the internet some things that he should not have put up there.
被人家发现了,
and other people found this out.
只会知道了,
and the church board knew about this.
好好跟他讲,
and they talked to him.
不如你暂时不要做圣工了,
and they asked him to refrain from doing holy work in the meantime.
好好休息一下,
and to take a break.
好好反省一下,
to examine yourself.
这个时候他应该是应该说, 哦, 对, 我应该, 悔改,
at this time, he should have repented and said that he had fallen short of God's expectation.
这个时候父母也应该说, 对啊, 我的儿子这样, 让他休息一下比较好。
And at this time, his parents should have said that, yes, my son had done wrong and let him take a break from holy work.
但是呢, 事实不是这样。
However, that did not happen.
那个青年啊, 脖子很硬啊。
That youth was stiff-necked.
大家都有犯罪啊, 为什么只有我?
He said, well, everybody else was sinning, it was not just only me.
为什么只针对我?
Why is it that you guys are targeting me?
其实不是针对他。
However, they were not targeting him.
但是他觉得自己对。
But he felt like he was right.
虽然错了还是对。
Even though he did wrong, but he still insists that he was right.
这个就是我们的问题了。
This is our problem.
我的面子啊, 常常 影响我们不能完全的回转, 完全的谦卑啊。
Our pride usually comes in the way to our humility.
我们的逻辑就是, 虽然错了, 但是我还是对的。
And our logic is that even though I did wrong, but I am still right.
这个都不是真正的回转。
This is not a true repentance.
那么我们的脖子很硬。
However, we are often stiff-necked.
所以我们要另外一个层面来讲。
So, speaking from another level,
我错了。
I've done wrong.
Full stop. 句号, 不要再讲。
And then we put a period after it.
这个就是真正的回转。
This is true repentance.
我们常常说, 我错了,可是, 怎么样, 就变成我也是对的。
Because we often say, yes, I made a mistake, however, and then we came up with excuses to show that we are in fact right.
我们不要这样硬的景象。
Do not be so stiff-necked.
我们不需要面子。
We don't need so much pride.
因为我错了。
Because I have done wrong.
所以我还是错的。
So I am wrong.
就没有了。
And that's it.
这个就是完全在神面前回转。
This is true repentance before the Lord.
那么为什么会有人回转呢?
Why was it that some people was able to turn back?
我们来讲几个原因啊。
Let's talk about several reasons.
第一点,
first,
因为领导者他们先回转。
Because the leaders themselves took the initiative to turn back to the Lord.
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1. Hezekiah sent word to all Israel and Judah and also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh, inviting them to come to the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem and celebrate the Passover to the Lord, the God of Israel.
第二节,
Verse 2, the king and his officials and the whole assembly in Jerusalem decided to celebrate the Passover in the second month.
这里西西教王写信叫众人来到耶路撒冷要守逾越节。
Here, Hezekiah wrote letters to invite the people all over Jerusalem, all over Israel and Judah, to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
为什么呢?
Why did he do that?
第二点很重要, 因为王还有众首领一定决定要这样做了。
Verse 2, it tells us that the king and his officials already decided to celebrate the Passover.
我们知道百姓不可能带领王跟首领。
We know that the people cannot lead the king and the officials.
一定是王跟首领带领百姓。
It had to be that the king and officials were leading the people.
我们看以色列人的历史。
When we look at the history of the Israelites,
得到一个很简单的结论。
And we can come to a simple conclusion.
是怎么呢?
What is it?
如果那个王很好,
If a king is good,
祭司立位人也会认真,
the priests and the Levites would be diligent in doing their work.
那么如果王、祭司、立位人都认真的话,
if the king, the priests, and the Levites were hardworking,
首领也归向神的话,
spiritually, the leaders under them will also return to God.
百姓也会归向神,
and the people will also return to God.
如果王是坏的,
if a king is bad,
全个国家都变坏,
then the whole nations will gone bad.
后来又来一个好王, 那全的国家又变好。
And later, if a good king comes to reign, and then the whole nations will turn to good.
这是告诉我们什么?
What does this tell us?
领导者很重要。
Leaders are very important.
我们看以西结书34章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 30.
以西结书34章, 34.
Ezekiel chapter 34.
以西结书34章第5节
Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 5
以西结书34章第5节
Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 5 So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals.
第6节
Verse 6 My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them.
圣经用羊来比喻神的百姓。
The Bible used sheep as an analogy to God's people.
因无牧人，羊就分散。
Because there was no shepherd, the sheep were scattered.
分散就被吃掉。
And once they become scattered, they become food for all the wild animals.
所以领导者如果回归神了,
therefore, if the leader returned to God,
百姓自然就回归神,
naturally, the people will also return to God.
领导者走错路了,
if the leaders took a wrong turn,
百姓就一样会跟错,
the people will also follow.
所以今天信仰上也是一样,
today, in our faith, is the same.
领导者的带领很重要,
leadership is very important.
家里的带领者是谁呢?
Who is the leader of a family?
就是父母,
that is the parents.
如果父母的信仰不好,
if the faith of the parents are not good,
你期待孩子很热心是不可能的。
It's not possible to expect that the children will be zealous.
父母软弱, 儿女一定是跟着软弱。
If the parents are weak, then the children will also be weak.
所以如果我们想我们的儿女信仰福星,
so if we want our children to have good faith,
我们自己要先福星。
We must have a good faith ourselves.
教会也是一样。
The same with church.
教会几百个信徒, 就好像几百只羊一样。
There are hundreds of members, just like hundreds of sheep.
带领者就是传道长职负责人。
And the shepherd and the leaders would be the preachers and the ministers and the church board members.
我们要百姓信徒归向神。
We want the members to return to God.
我们首先自己要归向神。
And first, we ourselves must return to God.
自己要先刚强。
We ourselves must be strong.
如果我们是带领宗教教育儿童班的,
if we are teachers of the RE education classes,
或是我们带领人的信主的,
or we are trying to bring truth seekers,
我们自己也要刚强,
we ourselves must be strong first,
你才可以带领人呢,
so that we can lead others.
在其他一个地方,
and in another place,
我碰到一个信徒,
I've met a member,
他去传福音了,
he went out to preach the gospel,
他带人来信主啊,
and he brought people to believe.
人家肯来啊,
other people were willing to come.
甚至得了圣灵,
they even received the Holy Spirit.
但是很可惜,
however, unfortunately,
那个带领他来慕道的那个信徒,
the one who brought the true seekers to believe,
自己都不常来聚会,
he himself no longer attended service often.
自己安息日只来一堂,
On Sabbath day, he only came to attend one service.
慕道者来两堂。
The true seekers came for two services on Sabbath.
你来的还变少。
But that member came even fewer times than the true seekers.
你怎么带领慕道者？
How then can you bring true seekers to believe?
你自己都不祷告。
If you yourself don't even pray.
不要以为来了得圣灵就一定会受洗啊。
Don't think that if the true seekers come and receive the Holy Spirit, then they would definitely receive baptism.
那自己都不刚强。
If you yourselves are not strong,
后来慕道者就没有来。
Then you cannot expect the true seekers to be strong.
所以带领的一定要比那个被带领的刚强。
In that incident, the true seeker no longer came to the church in the end. Therefore, the leader should be stronger than the follower.
起码我们自己要告诉自己要追求啊。
At the very least, we should remind ourselves to pursue for improvement.
感谢神, 西西家是个很追求的王。
Thank the Lord, Hezekiah had a heart to seek the Lord.
有很追求的王, 这有很追求的百姓。
If he has the heart to seek the Lord, then his people will do the same.
有很追求的家长, 这有很追求的儿女。
If there are parents who seek the Lord, then their children would be the same.
教会有很追求的传道长之负责人，也会有很追求的弟兄姐妹。
If a church have ministers and preachers that seek out the Lord, then they will have members who do the same.
再来看第二个原因。
And let's look at the second reason.
我们看回来，历代志下30章。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 30.
30章第6节。
Chapter 30 verse 6.
对不起，第十二节。
Excuse me, verse 12. Also in Judah, the hand of God was on the people to give them unity of mind to carry out what the king and his officials had ordered following the word of the Lord.
这里告诉我们，神也感动犹大人与他们一心遵行王和众首领凭耶和华之言所发的命令。
Here it tells us that the hand of God was on the people of Judah to give them unity of mind to carry out what the king and his officials had commanded.
神的话是不会直接讲出来的。
God's words might not be communicated directly.
当然有少数特别情况神可以直接讲。
But of course, there are few incidences where God speaks directly to people.
大部分的情况神不会直接跟人讲话的。
But in most circumstances, God does not speak directly to people.
神会跟谁讲话呢？
Who does God talk to?
神先跟那些王或者祭司感动他们讲神的话语出来。
God would move those priests and kings and the leaders so that they can speak out God's word.
所以表面上看来第六节开始那个是西西家王的话其实是神的话。
So on the surface from verse 6 it seems like those are the words of King Hezekiah but in fact those were the words of God.
就是叫大家悔改回转叫大家守逾越节。
To ask people to repent and to observe the Passover.
表面上是王的话,
on the surface, it seems like the king was speaking.
其实是神的话,
but in fact, it was God who was talking.
今天也是一样,
today it's the same.
每个礼拜我们都有几堂聚会,
every week, we have a few services.
可能是传道讲,
perhaps it's the preacher that's giving the sermon.
可能是执事讲,
or it might be the deacon.
或是弟兄在练习讲道,
or the brothers.
但是这都不是人的话,
but all those are not from men.
主要他是奉主耶稣圣名讲的。
The key is that we speak in the name of the Lord Jesus.
只要他是讲圣经的,
as long as we speak in accordance with the Bible,
就是神在讲话,
then it's God who is speaking.
神直接跟我们每一个人讲话,
God is speaking to every one of us directly.
那我们的态度是什么?
And what is our attitude?
但是这里说讲出来有没有效有一个很重要的关键。
Here it tells us that there's a key as to whether your words will be effective.
第十二节,
Verse 12. So the key is whether God has touched people's hearts. If God has touched them,
哇,大家会精神来做,
then everyone would be diligent in their work for God. If God has not touched them,
这是你讲得多好听,
and no matter how eloquent you are,
大家都不会听,
nobody will listen to you.
有时候我们想说,哎呀,找一个传道很有口才的来讲,这比较好啊。
Sometimes we feel like we should find a preacher who's more eloquent and it's better for those preachers to give sermons.
当然口才好,讲得比较顺,比较流畅,听起来当然是比较好。
Of course, eloquent speeches would be more pleasing to the ears.
但是这个不是最关键的。
But this is not the key.
最关键的是神有没有与你同工。
The key is whether God is working with us.
就是你很有口才。
Even if you are very eloquent.
但是你没有祷告。
But if you haven't prayed,
没有神同工,
God is not with you.
讲出来的, 哦, 很好听了, 音乐听完就没有了。
then even though you gave a great sermon, it's just like a music. People heard it, but they don't really listen.
有一次学校联会,
there was once in a student spiritual convocation.
有安排一个弟兄来讲, 找导会,
we've arranged a brother to give a speech for the morning prayer session.
下面几个传道坐在下面。
And a few preachers were sitting and listening.
这个弟兄一点口才都没有。
And this brother was not eloquent at all.
讲话, 好像那个机器啊,生锈这样。
He talks as if a machine that has rotted.
听起来很辛苦啊。
And it was very hard to listen to him.
几个传道坐在下面讲到这样，怎么会有人受圣灵呢？
And the few preachers who were listening thought that, wow, how can anybody receive the Holy Spirit by listening to this speech?
讲到要大声啊，要自视，要分开一点，要大的才会感动啊。
When you speak, you have to be loud. You have to have some gestures so that people can be moved by your speech.
这样讲，嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎这样，大家都睡着了。
But you talk like a machine, and you make other people fall asleep.
这个很奇妙。
However, miraculously,
那去祷告会几个人得圣灵?
During that prayer session, several people received the Holy Spirit.
这告诉我们什么?
And what does this tell us?
真教会跟其他教会不一样。
The true Jesus Church is different from other churches.
真教是有圣灵同在的真教会。
We have the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
就算你没有口才,
even if you are not eloquent,
你好好准备,
if you put in effort to prepare,
你好好祷告,
and you pray,
圣灵亲自在感动人。
The Holy Spirit will move people's heart.
心里面会改变,
and their hearts will change.
所以西西家那个书信出去了,
so Hezekiah sent out his letters.
但是因为神的灵同工,
and because God's Spirit was working with them,
大家就来了, 哦, 我们来守逾越节了, 就这样子聚集在耶路撒冷,
then people came and gathered at Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
我们看第13节,
let's read verse 13. A very large crowd of people assembled in Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread in the second month.
14节.
14. They removed the altars in Jerusalem and cleared away the incense altars and threw them into the Kidron Valley.
继续读.
15. They slaughtered the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and the Levites were ashamed and consecrated themselves and brought burnt offerings to the temple of the Lord.
这里告诉我们第三个原因，为什么有人会回转呢?
Here it tells us the third reason why people turn back.
因为有受到别人的激励，受到别人的影响。
Because they were influenced and compelled by others.
这有一个情况啊。
Here we see a situation.
这个书信出去了。
That is, the letters were sent out.
很多人都来耶路撒冷了。
And there were many people gathered at Jerusalem,
当中也包括很多祭司跟利未人哦,
including many Levites and priests.
但是祭司利未人呢，本来是应该洁净自己， 要准备来献祭的。
The priests and Levites should have consecrated themselves and be ready to make offerings.
洁净自己代表要洗衣服啊， 要洁净身体啊。
To consecrate yourself means that you have to be clean.
要禁欲啊。 Abstain from sexual relationship.
You have to be you have to abstain yourselves from sexual relationship.
为了准备要献祭。
In order to prepare to make offerings.
但是祭司利未人都很随便。
But the priests and the Levites did not take it seriously.
哎，我工作了很久了， 我知道怎么做了。
They probably felt like they've been working for such a long time. They knew what they were doing.
不急嘛， 反正不用到我嘛。
And there was no hurry. They probably won't use me anyway.
本来他们一开始就是很随便的这种态度。
Because from the start, they had this casual attitude.
但是他们越看越不对路，不对劲。 哎呀，百姓多么认真，比我自己还认真。
But then they slowly observed that the people took it very seriously, even more serious than they did.
然后呢，自己就觉得惭愧。So
they felt ashamed.
自己就洁净自己了。And
they consecrated themselves.
这句话很重要。This
is very important.
我们做圣工或者服侍神。
When we do holy work and serve God, we must often examine ourselves.
有没有惭愧?
Do we feel ashamed sometimes?
如果我们常常会觉得说完好,
if we always feel like we are doing very well,
我们的信仰一定是就退步了,
then our faith will deteriorate.
我再讲一次哦,
I say this again.
如果我们常常觉得自己很不错,
if we are often very happy and satisfied with ourselves, then our faith will surely deteriorate. Because we feel like we are doing so well,
没有需要进步,
and we don't need to improve,
就是退步,
then we will definitely go backwards.
也没有进步的动力,
If we have no motivation to improve.
但是如果一个工人,
but if a worker
或者一个信徒,
or a member
常常考察自己,
they often examine themselves.
很惭愧,
and they feel ashamed of themselves.
我常常碰到一个老执事,
I've met an elderly deacon.
我常常问他说, 哇, 感谢神你做很多善工。
And I often said to him, thank God you've done so much holy work.
他常常都是回我一句话,
and his usual reply is,
很惭愧,
I feel very ashamed, I don't feel like I have done enough.
真的有时候我们看到信徒,
truly, sometimes when you look at members,
我常常看到信徒,
I see that there are some members, they are willing to sacrifice more than I do.
我是传道人,
I am a preacher.
我是专职的,
I do this full time.
但是我的精神都没有他的精神都比不上他。
But their spirit and willingness to sacrifice surpasses mine.
觉得自己惭愧。
And I feel very ashamed.
有一个信徒,
there was a member.
教会奉献, 教会要建堂奉献。
And the church needs to build a new chapel, and they were taking offerings. And some members had money.
但是先不拿出来,
but they didn't want to offer it at first.
后来教会宣布了,
but later, when the church announced this,
教会某某寡妇,
that there was a widow in the church,
为了建堂,
that for this church building,
她没有钱,
For this church building task, even though she didn't have money.
但是她以前的金子啊, 那些首饰啊, 不值什么钱的那种珠宝啊, 拿出来奉献在奉献箱里面。
But she had some jewelries that didn't worth a lot, but she still took them out and put them into the offering box.
其他信徒听见了,
when other members heard this,
觉得自己很惭愧,
they felt very ashamed.
人家没有钱, 都拿那么多出来。
Even for someone without money, she can offer so much.
我自己不惭愧吗?
How can I not be ashamed of myself?
大家都奉献了。
So people started to make offerings.
像我们教会也是一样。
So our church should be the same.
哇, 下大雪了。
There are snowing outside.
哇, 我看到那么多人帮忙铲雪。
And we see that there were so many people helping with shoveling the snow.
有一些人四五十岁都在帮忙铲雪。
Even those who are 40 or 50 years old, they were helping.
如果是18岁, 我会不惭愧吗?
If today I'm an 18-year-old, how can I not be ashamed?
就是我自己会想一想自己应不应该惭愧。
People should examine themselves and to see if they should feel ashamed.
像我们前几个礼拜,
a few weeks ago,
大风雪,
we had this storm.
令我很感动,
and I was very touched.
有一个慕道者,
that there was a truth seeker.
老人家,
an elderly truth seeker.
白头发,
with white hair.
走路坐 SkyTrain 或者自己开车,
She either took SkyTrain or she drove herself
都来到教会要聚会,
to come to the church to attend service.
有一次她都来到,
there was once when she came,
来到门口才发觉今天聚会取消了,
and she came to the front door and realized that the service was canceled.
原来我们都很怕下雪,
because we were very afraid of the snow.
结果慕道者反而不怕,
but ironically, this truth seeker was not afraid.
站在门口等聚会, 结果没有聚会。
She stood in front of the door waiting for service to start, but then we had cancelled it.
我自己很惭愧,
I felt very ashamed of myself.
我是传道, 我那天在家里很舒服, 没有来聚会。
I was the preacher, but that day I was at home. I was in the comfort of my home and did not come to attend the service.
所以常常想自己惭愧的地方。
So we must often think about the aspect that we should be ashamed of.
利未人呢, 觉得惭愧的就洁净自己。
So the Levites felt ashamed and they consecrated themselves.
我们有没有在神面前应该要惭愧的事情啊?
Are there things that we should be ashamed of before God?
应该有更热心,
perhaps we should be more zealous, but we are not.
应该有更爱主,
we should love God more, but we don't.
应该有更圣洁,
we should be more holy, but we are not.
觉得惭愧,
we should feel ashamed.
觉得惭愧是信仰回转的开始。
Feeling ashamed is the first step to turning back your faith.
如果一个人不觉得惭愧的话, 那是不会改变的。
If a person never feels ashamed, he will never change.
所以我们要觉得惭愧。
So we must feel ashamed.
再来一点。
Next point.
我们看18、19节。
Please read verse 18 and 19. 18, although most of the many people who came from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun had not purified themselves, yet they ate the Passover contrary to what was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, May the Lord, who is good, pardon everyone. 19. who sets his heart on seeking God, the Lord, the God of his fathers, even if he is not clean according to the rules of the sanctuary.
第十八、十九节说，以法莲、马拿西啊，还有以撒加、西布伦这四个支派，有许多人也来了。
In verse 18, it tells us that there were many people from the tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun.
他们是以色列支派当中比较软弱的支派。
They were, these tribes were the weaker tribes in the tribes of Israel.
如果我们记得的话，在第十节啊，那些支派很多人都在讥笑，那在讥笑那些传信息的人。
We will recall that in verse 10, it says that there were many people from those tribes who were mocking the messengers.
很可能是这样，所以那几个支派的人内心很挣扎，到底要来还是不要来？要来还是不要来？
Probably it's because of that the people from those few tribes were having a struggle in their heart about whether they should go to Jerusalem.
可能有一些人呢，是到最后一分钟才觉得说，好吧，还是去吧。
Perhaps some people only decided at the last minute that they would go.
但是因为之前没有准备好自己啊，就没有自洁啊。
But because they had not prepared themselves, so they had not consecrated, purified themselves.
按照这个律例啊，如果没有自洁啊，不可以吃那个逾越节的这个羊羔。
According to the law, if you had not purified themselves, you could not partake in the lamb.
但是呢，西西家这个时候为他们祷告。
But here, Hezekiah prayed for them.
他说：“神啊。”
He said,
凡专心寻求神，就是耶和华他列祖之神的，虽然没有照着圣所洁净之礼自洁，求这位至善的神你饶恕他们呢。
May Lord pardon everyone who set his heart on seeking God.
结果呢，二十节神就垂听西西家的祷告，就饶恕了百姓。
And in verse 20, we see that the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people.
我们看我们的神是多好多慈爱的神。
We can see how compassionate and good our God is.
如果神是没有怜悯的话，
If God has no compassion,
你来了没有自己还吃鸡舞，就是死。
If you come before the Lord, you had not purified themselves and you took the sacrifice, then you must die.
但是神没有这样。
But God did not do this.
神是怜悯胜过他的严厉。
God's mercy triumphed over his judgment.
只要你扛回来。
As long as you are willing to return.
就算你犯了一些小错误。
Even if you've committed some sin.
神会原谅的。
God will forgive you.
但是重点是那个带领者要为他们带到。
But the important point is that the leaders must pray for them.
带领者没有很严厉的说为什么你们不洁净。
The leaders did not rebuke those people and saying, how come you did not purify yourself?
我们今天信仰好的人容易犯这种错误。
Today, those of us with strong faith can easily commit this mistake.
会用一种很严厉的眼光看那些比较软弱的人。
They would rebuke those who are weaker.
为什么那么软弱啊？
And we question, how come you're so weak?
为什么不热心一点？
How come you're not more zealous?
为什么聚会老是迟到？
How come you're always late for service?
我们都会有比较用一种眼光来看别人啊。
We often use such attitude to treat them.
但这里西西家给我们一个很好的一个学习。
But King Hezekiah set a good example for us.
如果我们家里有软弱的羊，
If there are weak lambs within our household,
你骂他、念他是没有用的。
If you rebuke them, it's of no use.
如果教会有软弱的羊，
If there are weak sheep in our church,
你严厉对他，他也是不会来的。
If you treat them harshly, they will not come to service.
你要为他祷告。
You must pray for them.
主耶稣会接纳他们。
And Jesus will accept them.
这个信仰回转的结果是什么呢？
So what's the consequences of turning back to God?
我们看第二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25. The entire assembly of Judah rejoiced, along with the priests and Levites and all who had assembled from Israel, including the aliens who had come from Israel and those who lived in Judah.
二十六节。
26. There was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the days of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem.
信仰的回转有两个结果。
The turning of your faith can bring two results.
第一个结果。
First.
就是大有喜乐。
Is that there will be great rejoicing.
全国喜乐。
The whole nation will rejoice.
从上到下。
Everyone in the nation will rejoice.
从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem.
到所有的地方。
To all the other lands.
特别是从耶路撒冷开始。
Especially it will start in Jerusalem.
有在耶路撒冷已经很久没有这种喜乐了。
In Jerusalem, it has been a long time since people have rejoiced this way.
信仰退步了就没有喜乐。
Because their faith had deteriorated and therefore they had no joy.
那今天我们想想。
Today, let's think about this.
我们家里可能什么都有。
Perhaps we have everything we need in our family.
但是如果家里不快乐、不喜乐的话
，But if we don't have a happy family,
可能家里的成员每个的信心都退步了。
Perhaps every member of the family has deteriorated in their faith.
如果教会不喜乐
，If the church has no joy,
大家都在吵吵闹闹
，And everybody is quarreling.
就是每一个人的信心都在退步。
That is everybody's faith has gone bad.
所以我们要回转归向神。
So we must turn back to God.
归向神，家庭才有喜乐。
It was after we return to God that we will have joy in our family.
归向神，教会才有喜乐。
It's only after we return to God that the church will have joy.
真的，你看那些信仰很好的家庭啊，每一个人都很热心的家庭，每一个人的脸都是很发光的。
Truly, when you see, if a family is very zealous to the Lord, every member of that family is very joyful.
教会也是一样。
Same with our church.
第二，我们看27节。
And second, let's read verse 27. The priest and the Levite stood to bless the people, and God heard them, for their prayer reached heaven, his holy dwelling place.
信仰回转第二个结果就是他的祷告可以直达到天上的圣所。
The second result of returning to God is that their prayers can reach heaven.
我们祷告不一定很大声。
In our prayers, we don't need to be very loud.
但是我们祷告一定要直达圣所。
But our prayers must directly reach heaven.
不是大声喊就会到圣所。
It's not just you shout out loud that it will reach heaven.
有没有达到圣所呢？
Have your prayers reached heaven?
看我们跟神的关系。
It depends on our relationship with God.
就跟神的关系修好了。
If we have mend our relationship with God,
祷告直达天上的圣所。
Then our prayers will directly reach heaven.
义人的祷告大有力量。
The prayers of the righteous carries with it power.
愿我们都回转归向神。
May all of us return to God.
唱诗305首。
Please sing hymn 305.